Welcome to Tard Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Tes 109. In this song, you can really feel the deep hurt and pain of David. There are people out to bring him down. The Radak says that David wrote this for himself, as he was so maligned by wicked people from the Jewish nation who influenced Shaul with their vicious gossip to try to kill him. Rashi explains that David wrote this for the Jewish nation, for all generations who are threatened and hurt by evil non-Jewish people. So let's begin. Pasuk Aleph. Lamenatzeach leDavid Mizmor. Most songs begin with Mizmor leDavid, where the songs that put together the word Mizmor and David begin with Mizmor leDavid. And the Gemara in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin B117b says that whenever the song begins Mizmor leDavid, a song to David, it means that David sang, and then through his song, he received Ruach HaKodesh, he received the divine spirit upon him. But when in the few times it says leDavid Mizmor, it means that the Ruach HaKodesh came to David, and then he was inspired with the words of the song. And in this song, David was in such a dire situation that leDavid Mizmor, Hashem brought him the inspiration to sing this song. Elokei Tehilasi, God of my praise, Al Techarash, don't be silent. He refers to Hashem as Tehilasi, my praise, meaning, as Mitzudas David says, I praise Hashem all the time, in contrast to the wicked people who praise themselves. And we'll hear about these wicked people soon. But we can also look at the words Elokei Tehilasi from the commentary of Rabbi Hirsch, who says, that which makes me praiseworthy is all from Hashem. All that I accomplish, all that I do, comes from Hashem. Elokei Tehilasi. And Hashem, I need your help. And now David is going to describe what the evil people are doing and how he needs God's help. Pasuk B, a base. Kifi rasha ufi mirma alai pasahu. For the mouths of the wicked and deceitful are open against me. Dibru iti lashon sheker. They speak with lying tongues about me. Or it could even be they speak with me with lying tongues. They lie to me and they make me think that they're my friends, that they care about me. But really, Pasuk Gimel, they surround me with words of hatred for no reason. I'm not out to get them. It isn't like they're trying to come out against me for self-defense. In fact, look in Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Tachas avasi yistununi, in return for my love, they accuse me. They not only don't appreciate what I'm doing for them, they disdain me. Va'ani sefila. And my reaction is, and I am a prayer. Rashi says, I daven to you all the time. I deal with my issues through prayer. Instead of yelling back at them, instead of being evil back towards them, I daven to you. Va'ani sefila. What a beautiful way to describe someone. For oneself. Va'ani sfila. Many people say, I am a doctor, I am a lawyer, I am a friend, I am a mother, I am a prayer. I am one whose life is dedicated to praying. The Ibn Ezra says, I'm so dedicated to praying that I even pray for them, as we'll see in the next pasuk. What is this concept of tefillah, of prayer? So Rabbi Hirsch explains that tefillah is from the language or the root word of pei lamed lamed, meaning to judge, to evaluate. Tefillah is an act of self-evaluation. Lehit palel is reflexive. So when one davens, they are evaluating themselves, they're judging themselves, and through their analysis, they improve. And this is what he's saying, when I see the antagonism coming out against me, I turn immediately to tefillah. I evaluate myself and I learn how to use those situations to improve my own behavior so that I can keep moving forward. Another understanding of the word va'ani tfila, or tfila, is that tfila comes from the word psil, pei tef lamed, as it says in the Targum Onkelos in Parshas Vayetze, by the birth of Naphtali. The word psil is a wick, and a wick is made of intertwined threads. Tefillah is a time to intertwine ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that we become so close with Him. And so what the Meshorer is saying is, through all the difficulties that I'm going through, I intertwine myself and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Hey, V'yasimu alai ra'a tachas tova, and they put on me evil for the good that I give them. And here the Mefarshim explain again, I daven for them, but they hate me. The Medrash in Yalkut Shimoni says the following: if only Nebuchadnezzar knew how much good he would have received through the Jewish people's continued tfilos in the Beis HaMikdash, he would have surrounded the Beis HaMikdash with guards to protect the Jewish people and to protect the Beis HaMikdash. And now that we identify the evil ones and their behavior, we ask Hashem, Pasuk Vav, verse 6, Hafked Alav Rasha, appoint on him an evil one, appoint on him someone who's going to do bad to him, this Satan Ya'amod Al Yamino, and an accuser should stand at his right. And hold on to this idea, because to the right side of the wicked people, they should have someone who's constantly telling them what they're doing wrong. And now if you follow along, you're going to see some very uncomfortable requests we have from Hashem. We don't like to talk like this. And the reason we see these words is clearly showing us the pain that we feel by the persecution. And here are just highlights of the next few psukim. We describe what we want Hashem to do to our enemies. He should live only a short time, and his children should be orphans, and his wife a widow. And his children, these orphans, should wander without any help or funds, because creditors should take back all of his assets. And no one should do kindness with him or later to his orphans. His name, his memory, his accomplishments, Yimach Shemo, should be erased. Why? Pasuk Tes Zayin, verse 16. Because he was so unkind, and he cursed others, and he did it with such pleasure. So as we said before, these psukim are quite difficult to read, especially if you read them in the context of the Radak, who says these are evil people from the Jewish nation. These curses that we ask Hashem to bring upon us, also, they're not us. It's not the way we speak. But perhaps it's because we hear the enemy speaking like this, that this is what gives us these voice, the words to our voice. Notice, the Meshorer, the singer, doesn't say it to the enemy. He doesn't write a blog and say how they should be destroyed. Or he doesn't even say it to anyone else. It's part of his tefillah, part of his speaking and evaluation, self-evaluation as he's speaking to God. And then he continues. V'yata Elohim, Pasuk Chaf Aleph 21. V'yata Elohim Hashem, Asei iti leman shemecha, ki tov chastecha. Hashem, you do for me kindness. Do it for your name, because you're so kind. I know this is kindness, and Hashem, please show me kindness, because Pasuk Chaf Beis 22, ki ani ve'evyon anochi, because I am poor and destitute. Unlike the haughty enemy, who think they can destroy me, that they have power, and therefore they can say whatever they want, I know that Hashem, you are Tehillah Si. You are the source of my accomplishments, of anything that I can do. And therefore we see such humility in David HaMelech and in the person who is singing this song. And now we're also going to see the pain and shame that he feels. Pasuk Chaf Dalet 24. Birkai kashlu mitzom uvsari kachash mishamen, my knees totter from fasting, and my flesh is lean without fat. I feel totally wasted. Va'ani, Pasuk 25, Chafhei, va'ani hayisi cherpalahem, and I've been such a disgrace. They shame me. They put me down. By the way, parenthetically, you may want to compare this to Perek Chaf Beis, the Tehillim that we say on Purim, that we attribute, that Esther said. Pasuk Chaf Vav. So now with this feeling of pain and shame and feeling wasted, we say Pasuk Chaf Vav, help me Hashem. And now the Mishorer modifies his request for what Hashem should do to the enemies. And he says they should be cursed and they should feel ashamed, while I should be blessed and happy and thankful. And I will feel blessed, happy, and thankful because, as we end the song, Lamed Aleph, Ki Ya'amod Limin Evyon, because he, Hashem, stands to the right of the Evyon, of the destitute, of me, Lehoshia Mishovte Nafsho, to save him from those who judge his soul. Unlike the enemy, if you remember a few minutes ago, who will have the Satan, the accuser, right next to him at his right side, always putting him down and cursing him, I will feel God at my right side. I will feel proud. I will feel connected. The Yalkut Shimoni explains this pasuk, that Hashem is so close to us at our right side, that unlike Malachim, unlike the angels who have to daven out loud because Hashem is distant, when we say our most fervent prayer, the prayer of Shmona Esrei, we say it in a whisper. Because Va'ani Sfila, I am so close to Hashem. I am so intertwined. I am a prayer. And no matter what others may do to us, we are always going to feel praiseworthy. Elokei Tehilasi, Hashem is the source of my pride. Hashem gives me pride because Hashem is at my right hand. And think about it. Sometimes it takes an adversarial, difficult, painful, shameful situation that we wish we didn't have. But because we do have it, or we did have it, we're able to see God so much closer to us, and we're strengthened because of it. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.